Dr. Shipp, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. We haven't spoken in a while. How's everything been here in 2017, 2018? You've had a busy spring.
Yeah, it's been a busy time. It's been a year of a lot of growth, and it's good to have a chance to check in and let folks know what's happening over here at Seven Oaks.
Yeah, we want to give you a little break from the daily grind. You guys have been busy. You're expanding almost daily. And as we look back here to look forward, what have you seen in 2017, 2018 that makes you excited for the start of even next school year? I know we're not done yet, but that's a question that I'm asking all of our educators here at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot to be excited about. Part of it is just the growth of our school as people discover what it is we're doing over here. We started last year with about 160 students in grades K through 8. This year we had about 220 and added the ninth grade. Next year it looks like we'll have over 300 and add that 10th grade. So we're growing our high school program, and I'm really excited about that. We see a progress just in acculturation. Our students are coming to understand what it is we do, what it is we do differently. They're adjusting to the higher academic expectations and expectations for decent conduct around campus. And we're seeing this pay off. We have some academic results to celebrate, and we see some programs that we've been able to get started up. We're now offering extended care for families that need a little bit more flexibility and drop off and pick up. We have a Title I program started for students who qualify as being academically at risk. We're seeing our athletics that started as clubs beginning to transform into teams. A lot going on here.
Well, you've obviously built a foundation, and I'm not a math guy, but the math numbers you were rattling off there a minute ago, if those continue, are you going to have enough space and room for everybody, or is that a problem you worry about down the road? Because you go from 160 to 220 to 300, it just sounds like you're growing like a weed here, like just in spring.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we had the highest growth rate of any school in the state this last year to receive an A or B rating on the state report card. Now, I do want to be careful to say that our vision long term is still to never become an enormous school. When we imagine ourselves K-12, as big as we ever want to be, it's still a school of around 700. We want to be a place that is large enough to offer some exciting opportunities, but small enough where people can know who each other are and where people don't get lost in the building, where they have a name and they're not just a number or a statistic.
And as you move forward, what do you think has been the key to the growth? Has it just been getting the word out? Talk about why you think these numbers keep expanding.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think ultimately the key to growth has been the kind of those small conversations that happen with our families, telling friends and people they meet about some of what their child is experiencing here. Our academic program is an exciting thing. It offers a coherent, knowledge-rich curriculum that builds those foundations well, and adds in some other things besides just the three old R's, you know, the reading, writing, and arithmetic. We have art and music that are consistently offered to students kindergarten through eighth grade. And families are seeing that difference, and they're seeing the difference of a small school setting, and they're finding that they appreciate the sense of community that's here and the quality of the teachers, and they're talking about it, and that's the key to the growth.
Well, and the other part about teachers is if you're going to be growing this quickly, how do you grow the faculty as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you go to our website, you'll see that we are hiring for a handful of positions, mostly because of growth. Our faculty is a faculty that also sees the difference here, and they want to return. There are a couple who are heading off because of marriage or a spouse's job transfer or something like that, but this is a place that people want to be. And so the faculty retention certainly helps. But with this kind of growth, you're right, we've got to hire. So that's the single most important thing that I think I do. Getting quality faculty in here who can see the vision of this school and who can help us bring it to life in the classroom.
The headmaster is Dr. Stephen Shipp. He checks in from Seven Oaks Classical School. And when we hear about classical school, charter school, some people just get confused on who's eligible and who can and who can't. Tell us about, if you're looking to make that change or start anew next school year, who is eligible?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do find that a lot of folks I talk to still have a vague conception of what a charter school is. It is a form of public school, and so one of the things that families need to know is that there's no tuition here, just like there would not be tuition charged at another public school. And we practice open enrollment policy, so anybody can come who wants to as long as we still have seats available. In a way, we're more open than a typical public school because our district is the state of Indiana. So if you are a resident of the state of Indiana, you are eligible to enroll, assuming you can find a way to get here every day.
And that's one of the questions that always pops up as well. The transportation is the responsibility of the individual family, correct?
Right. So one of the things that makes charter schools a bit different than conventional public schools is that there are some differences in the funding model. We don't receive any local tax dollars directly, and those are what typically go to fund, among other things, transportation. So you won't typically see a charter school that has its own transportation program because they're not funded for a transportation program.
Got it.
Yeah.
And when we move forward as well, when does your school year wrap up? We know that RBB is done on Thursday. The MCCSC is done next Tuesday. How long does your, how short rather, does your rest of the year go on?
Sounds like we split the difference. Finish line is definitely not over the horizon. We finish up this Friday.
Outstanding.
Yep.
And can you believe how fast it's gone? You always, when you plan it out, it seems like, geez, are we ever going to get there? We're not even at Christmas break yet. Then one day you wake up and here you are in the last full week of May.
It's incredible. It never ceases to surprise me.
Dr. Stephen Shipp is our guest this morning. He's the headmaster at Seven Oaks Classical School. And as we look down the road, the expansion is great. The expansion of teachers is great. But you said 700. That's going to be across all grades. That's kind of the top end number you're looking at to keep the vision and focus of where you want it at moving forward?
Yeah, I think if you visualize this or you break it down, you're talking about somewhere in the mid-50s per grade level. And I think that's the kind of number that gives you an opportunity to really get to know your students. Again, it's really important to us that we know each student. And one of the things that's only grown with time is my appreciation of how many goods come from having all grades under one roof. There are exciting opportunities for constructive interaction between older and younger students, but it also provides that many more years where that many more teachers know who you are and are interested in your progress. And with a number like that, the mid-50s per grade level, if all goes well, when students are graduating, an administrator, a handful of teachers, a good number of people ought to be able to write a meaningful letter of recommendation for each of those graduating students, and that's special.
Yeah, developing those relationships that will last forever and ever. And as we, again, looking forward to next year, you talked about how your athletics are expanding, how your clubs are expanding, and everything else is going on. Do you see additions to curriculum moving forward, or are you set in the core of what you guys want to do? How does that work, and who determines whether that side of things grows along with your population?
Yeah, that's a great question. To some extent, where we go with clubs and extracurriculars or sports is going to be partly a function of where we can find good quality coaches and sponsors and where we see a concentration of student interest. I think a lot of what we're going to be seeing here over the next couple of years is just trying to mature what we've already started. This year, for instance, we hit a new milestone. Our music theater club ended up being our most popular on campus. We had students all the way from grades 3 up through grade 9. 38 of them put on a
wow
production of Annie. And we were able to arrange to have this performance over at the Tivoli Theater in Spencer. And it was a beautiful thing and a huge leap forward for that club, just from year one to year two.
Did that number surprise you when you figured out how many were out and about for that?
I was definitely surprised. And that's another one of those examples where you have this beautiful opportunity for constructive interaction across a span of grades. And next year we're already talking about putting on Sound of Music.
Well, it sounds like you'll have at least 38 participants for that. So that's very exciting. Now, if people would like more information to learn more about it, the simplest place to go is the website, correct?
Yeah, that's right. If people want information about our school, there's a wealth of information at www.sevenoaksclassical.org. That's seven written out, sevenoaksclassical.org. Yep.
Or they can give you a phone call as well, but not when you're in class teaching, of course, but they you can always get back. Hey, I know you're busy, and I know you got to get running because you do have class around the corner, but I just wanted to thank you for your time. And you know what? We'll be in touch right before the next school year starts, and we'll get everybody revved up, raring to go. The last question I have for you, do you have a deadline where people have to meet to get ready for next year? Tell me a little bit about how that works before we let you get back to work.
Sure. We would continue accepting applications on a first-come, first-served basis as long as we have seats, and even beyond that. Applications will, if we have to create a wait list, will stack up in the order in which they're received. And if families want to come out, find out more, Saturday, June 2nd from noon to 4, we have our fifth annual hog roast and silent auction here at the school, and we also have a public information meeting Thursday, June 7th at 6:30 p.m. So we continue to invite families to come, find out more, and decide if it's a place they might be interested in enrolling their child.
And you can see that calendar at sevenoaksclassical.org. And Dr. Shipp, we thank you for your time. As always, have a fantastic summer and a fantastic last couple of days of school here, and we'll get caught up down the road.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you.